said this 10 times.
Yeah, you say a lot. You say a lot of the same stuff over and over. I've been quite fortunate. I've changed my mind on a few little things, but it's not a full 180. It's been very much like same idea. I've just done it a year earlier, or like I used to say this. I still think it. I still believe it. But that was bad the way I said it. Do you know what I mean? It's less like I still believe everything I said. I just wouldn't say it the way I used to because it was bad. Do you know what I mean? When you're like these fucking fat bitches, it's just like there's probably some girl out there who's not that great looking, and she's probably sat there watching like a Male Advantage video, and like women get worse or whatever, and she's probably thinking, I've been kind of chubby and ugly my whole life. Like, it's not been easy for me either. So you just think, it's like someone's daughter, there's someone's, like, do you know what I mean? I feel a little bit bad. If you're like, you're over the hill, you're fucked. And then the woman's in the comments and you're like, yeah, you're finished, you're 32. It's just like, you get to a point where you go, has that benefited me? Like, I'm making a woman feel terrible. It's just like, I don't need to do that. For all I know, she could go and slit her wrist in the bathtub that night. So it's just, do you know what I mean? So you've got to change. Right? And you just got to change it. But more so, like, even if it doesn't come back to me, it's just like, fuck, why did I do that? Yeah. I just made, even if she doesn't go to that extent and she just has a bad day because of something I've said, it's like, I didn't need to do that, man. Even if it's the truth, it's like, just rephrase it. Do you know what I mean? Or you don't have to say, men get better with age. And as a byproduct of that, women get what? It's like, you could just go, men get better with age. Believe in yourselves, optimism. It can just be put, you don't need to put someone down to build other people up. Does that make sense? And that's how I've changed. But I've been quite fortunate because a lot of people are getting cooked. But when people have gone through my content and been like, you've said the same thing for 8 years, like you've stayed consistent, you've never changed your opinion. So I've been quite lucky because people fine tooth comb through your videos. You get every now and then somebody goes, you said this, and now you said this, and they try and bounce them off. And it's like, I think you misunderstood it. But it's been, I'd say 90-95% consistency of just like repeating the same message over and over and over and over again. I lost a lot when I said, dear incel, sex isn't, because I think people thought I was an incel. And then they see you getting women, they see that you're in shape, and they're like, fuck you, you weren't supposed to improve, you were supposed to just yap about it.
Yeah.
And when you actually do, they're like, fuck you. So there was a bit of that, but I felt like I've always stayed consistent. It's not really gone to my head. It's like, at times you get a little bit cocky, do you know what I mean? You start, like, the money comes in, you get a beautiful woman, you get a little bit like, I've always managed to just bring myself back. I think it's success being later in life, being a bit older. And my dad's like, even though he's dead, like, I just always, he would have just, do you know what I mean? In my head, I'm thinking, I'm getting a little bit cocky, and I picture my dad going, what are you doing, you soft cunt? Stop being a twat. Like, you make yourself look a bit of a cunt in front of everybody. Calm it down, you're not the best thing ever. You know, you could die tomorrow for you know. Like, when was the last time you called your mum? I have that, like, ringing through my head, and I'm like, all right, yeah, thanks, dad. Which is a problem in this generation now, because it's fatherless. So and people who do have a dad, they're not strong men. So they lack that. And the success gets to their head. You can see they're going, I'm fucking top G, I'm alpha male, I'm going to become a boxer. And it's like, mate, what are you on about? You couldn't box tomatoes, kid. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking...
I actually quite like it.
You have a bit for me.
Yeah, I was like, I actually quite like it.
So, went with O'Neill.
It looks pop.
That was the story.
It's a logo.
Yeah.
It's like a big upgrade.
Yeah. That's what we thought as well. We go for that style where it's like professionalism. Yeah. It looks like a proper brand. It's like...
What's the other company? Aman?
Yeah. That's the thing, you got Aman, you got Soho, Onem, it kind of fits in.
Plus, it looks expensive.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like a high-end.
And I was saying to the boys as well, a lot of investment right now is Middle Eastern. Yeah. And I was like, Onem, Turkish word of importance, and then it being a Latin word that's roughly the same. And I was like, it's perfect.
It all just clicks.
It's just funny, we just there's actually, I don't know if we might have captured it actually. We kind of had it, didn't we? Well, we were sat in the kitchen in Crete.
Yeah,
and it just hit us. We were laughing about it. We went, oh, people might think it's Onem.
Yeah.
That was mad.
Do you know what? I saw in the comments as well when you posted the Portugal vlog, and people were like, oh, they don't look right. They don't look right.
Well, do you know what's funny? You usually get butchered. You change a logo or a name, you get butchered. There's about 3 people this time, and everyone else was like, I like it, it's great. And I was like, that never happens.
Yeah.
Ever. Do you know what I mean? It just went well straight away, and I was like, fuck, it must be good.
It is a level up.
And it's really worked. And it's also a throwback to the old 1M.
Yeah.
Because anybody, if you know, you know. Yeah. So in 10 years' time, people will be like, oh, I'm part of Onem. And people will be like, do you know it was originally called 1M, and the 1M is still technically in there? And they'll be like, what do you mean? Do you know what I mean?
It's like crippling, like,
yeah, it's hidden away from the founders and everyone else. Yeah, exactly.
It's cool.
It works.
It
works though, right? It's just kind of cool. And I like the name, it's a good brand name. I never wanted to call it Chris Sturmey or whatever. You know what I mean? People said, oh, hey, First Man. And I was like, that's a brand name. I'm Chris. Yeah. Because once you've got a brand, you can go so far. It takes longer, but you can go so far. Anybody who's like named their brand, their name, you kind of got to be famous for something else first for that to be leveraged. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like CR7. It's because he, you know, paid his dues and became famous and whatnot. And then, or David Beckham, like he did the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, got his sponsorship deals because there's dual branding. You got personal branding and company branding.
Yeah.
But company branding goes so much further.
Yeah.
So much. And you can do the personal stuff afterwards. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it might be slower, but long term, it'll just blow up completely. Yeah. There's only so much you can do with a personal brand in your own name.
Mm-hmm. Like, the thing is, like, imagine, right, if I lose the ability to speak.
Yeah.
You wish, by the way. And like, let's say if I like broke my legs and they never repaired again, I couldn't go on these trips or I couldn't speak and whatnot. The whole brand could fall apart because nobody's there to do the vlogs. Which is, I've actually got an idea to to get other YouTubers to do like a guest appearance, so I don't have to go on every trip. Because imagine if I got like three kids, and I'm like, oh, but I'm just going away for 2 weeks to have some with the boys. I'm just going to Mykonos. I'm just going to Cannes. She's gonna be like, come on, like, are you taking the piss? Do you know what I mean? I can take it with me for a few years, but once you've got a family, it's going to be tough. Or God forbid, my mum gets ill, and I can't come on the trips.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then I'll be like, right, we've got a YouTuber with 200k subs. I'm like, do you want to just host the vlog? You know what you're doing, you talk on camera. So then the business can be bigger than just me.
Yeah.
Because if it's just christhermy.com, mate, this is so limited. Yeah. And do you know what else? Like, you get somebody like, I remember when Andrew Tate, not to pick on him twice in one video, but he said that he's a billionaire. And I was like, you can't be, because it was all based on net worth. And he's made a lot of money, because people have shown me, salespeople of his have shown me he's made a lot of money, so he's legit. I'm not doubting that, but he said he's a billionaire. And I was like, you can't, because what's it based on? He was like, he's basically telling people it's the valuation of his company. And I was like, and who's going to buy Andrew Tate? Apart from the Jews. Fucking twice in one day, I'm good at this shit. But like, not messing around on this trip, man. I'm telling you, I'm sharp.
Yeah.
He's like, he's saying he can sell it, and you're like, nobody's gonna buy Andrew Tate though, because then you can't sell it. Like, you are the brand. Like, he's a great speaker. He's a great entertainer. And if you can't do that, you can't replicate it. But if it was called Onem, for example, oh my god, he could sell that for $1 billion tomorrow. And that's the difference. It's like, you could never. Like, you can't sell 10% of yourself, so to speak, do you know what I mean? But I could sell like 10% of the company, still run things so much better. That's why I admire Dana White, because Dana White actually ran a real company. It took him years to do, he came from nothing, it's legit. But why people don't want to do it is because it takes longer, and it takes a very long time. It's a slow burner. If you want to sell a course, personal brands, 2-3 years, you can get rich. Maybe start with that. If you want to build something that's going to be here in 20 years' time, it's going to put your youngest child through university, if that makes sense, you know, like, obviously how far away that would be. You got to build something with longevity. Yeah. Any idiot can make $1 million in a year. And some people do, and they spend it, and you go, $1 million's not going to last long. No. $1 million over 50 years is nothing.
It's
pocket change, Even if you did $1 million, right, and then you didn't earn another penny for 20 years, do you know what I mean? Making like $50,000 a year. And you just go, well, I mean, I know people with normal jobs that are making more than that. Yeah. So it's not, you just got to make sure it's consistent. Yeah. But the richest people I know, not in the world, but the richest people I know on the whole, are like a man and a woman that have been together for at least 20 years. The woman's making $70,000 a year, and the guy's making 150. Or not even that, like, she's making 60, he's making 90, but it's just 20 years non-stop of making that money, putting it in the bank, buying things, borrowing money, putting it into this, buying another property, paying off the mortgage. Those people are caked. They got so much cash by the end of it, because it's just the long game, the accumulation of wealth. Everyone tries to do it quick, like this time next year, and it's like, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Just keep putting money back in, keep fueling the fire. And before you know where you are, you'll have so much shit. You could go into a bank and just go, I'll have that. Do you know, one of my richest friends, he owns two Ferraris, very rich guy. And he said to me recently, before I left London, we met up just before. He said, anybody who goes out and make X per month is broke. He was like, I promise you, they don't make a lot of money. He was like, anybody who says, like, we made this quarter, the company's valued at X, I'm looking to, you know, liquidate all the assets and get all that money back or something. Do you know what I mean? Somebody who's like looking for an exit strategy. He was like, when you hear that kind of talk, he said, or like refinancing all of their assets and stuff. He was like, when you hear that kind of talk, that's somebody who's got serious money. He was like, when somebody's like, yeah, I do $20,000 a month. He was like, just forget about it.
It was like, that guy's full of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, because top people don't talk about that. Top people talk about like the valuation of the company, how much they can pull out after a meeting with JP Morgan, and how much can you pull out tax-free, 70%. You know, maybe like you've got 5 properties, you're broke, you've got 0 in the bank. And I pointed at myself, because that's how I operate. I just keep a baseline, but I just put it all back into assets. And then one day you sit in front of Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and you go, I'll refinance 70% of all of that value. Or, better yet, give me a line of credit.
Yeah.
That's what the guy who did WeWork, which is a very similar model to what we're doing,
yeah.
You know, because we're saying car parks, offices and stuff in the future. He did the same thing, where he went into one of the banks, it's in the series that he's in, and they were like, you've got about £8,000 in your bank account. And he was like, yeah. And he was like, oh fuck, I've like kind of lost this here. But he owned WeWork. And they went, so we're going to have to give you a line of credit. And it was something like 500 million in that. Well, he said he wanted 100 million. They went, how about we bump you up to, and gave him an astronomical number of like 200 or 500. And he was like, yeah. Because real money doesn't look at like, oh, you made 10 grand a month, 20 grand a month. They look at like, what the fuck do you own? What can we get our hands on long term? How high is that going to go? They look at the long term, because they're going to get paid regardless. Here's the thing, the structure of a big company, like early on it's like 20 grand for me, 20 grand for me. The structure of a big company is shareholders, employees, and that's all you have, right? So you know when you see like a Netflix and they go, oh, they're making 0, Amazon are making 0, Soho have made 0. Do you know why? Because it doesn't fucking matter. The reason you should make 0 is because employees, as long as they can get paid, they're happy. If they get 100 grand, 20 grand, whatever their wages every year, they're happy. The shareholders, as long as they see the share price going up, they're getting richer and they can borrow against that and they can sell slowly over the years. There's nobody in between. Once you're not like CEO of the company and you need this and X, you need to drag money out, you just go, I've got shares. They get paid every month. Employees are happy, shareholders are happy. How do you make both happy? You pay your employees money and you put all the rest of the money back into the company and you keep growing it into something bigger and bigger and bigger. And the balance sheet says, we broke even, we made no money, maybe even made a loss. So be it. The assets are so big that those people, the shareholders, their value's going up every single day, employees are being paid, everyone's happy. And people don't understand that about business. They're like, no, you made a loss, and they think they're smart, and it's like, that's how you're supposed to run a business. Every penny back in, just keep buying shit. Just keep buying assets, keep reinvesting, put everything back in. Because if the share price and company valuation is going up, you're happy. If you've got enough to like pay your employees first and then reinvest every single fucking penny. Pay yourself maybe 100K a year and put everything back in. Because if those shares are going up, you can slowly just trickle them out the door. Do you know what I mean? Or you can go to a bank and go, I own 75% of the shares of Amazon. And they're going to go, nice, here's 12 billion as a line of credit. Enjoy. Because they know you're good for it. And you just sign the company against it. The company just borrows the money.
It's a smooth operation.
That's how it works. That's how real money works. But everyone thinks it's like 20k a month, 30k a month. Fuck those guys. Those guys are idiots.
Everyone's flaunt it about. They like quick, small wins, but you don't think long term.
Mm-hmm. It's because nobody wants to be the whole, I don't want to be rich at 40, I want a Ferrari now. And it's like, mate, I'm telling you now, you get a good woman, you don't give a fuck. You got a good woman and suddenly your brain goes, huh, I got to change my thinking here. Like, if I've got a McLaren and we have a child, they can't fit in. If she's pregnant, what am I going to do? Drive around in a Ferrari, strap her in like that, and she's going to be like bouncing around?
Selfish.
Every speedboat is selfish.
Selfish.
That's what it is. It's like going to the gym and going, I'm going to get big arms and abs. I go to the gym and I think, right, I've changed the movement because that's more of like a progressive movement. That's just a load of bollocks. What's that going to do? But like, I'm there and I'm pushing, I'm boxing and I'm squatting and I'm thinking, I've got to stay in shape to protect my family. If I'm not in shape, somebody could break in and just like rape my missus. That's a non-selfish mindset. And once you get a good woman in your life, you start thinking that way and you start reinvesting in the business and you say to her, look babe, buy me 3 years of like us not having crazy money, but we'll just do this on repeat, like we're gonna have a good time, but after that we're gonna be protected forever. And I'm gonna buy all these assets, make sure you're okay. That's a different ball game. Those types of motherfuckers are dangerous.
As long as a woman sees your potential and see you're going somewhere, she'll stay by your side. She don't care what you got at the moment. As long as you've got purpose and drive and you know what you want, she'll stay with you.
And if she doesn't, get rid of her.
Yeah.
It's a benefit to you. But if I tell her that I'm broke, she's gonna leave. And tell her you're broke, because that's a great test.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? If you went, by the way, babe, I'm broke, I'm going to be broke for 2 years, I'm going to reinvest in the company, do you want to sleep with me? If she went, no, then get rid of her. It's the best test. Do you know what? There's a test that you can do with women if you want to see if you can trust them. You say, you know, you've got a bit of money, you're entertaining her, she's taking out for meals, holidays, whatever, she's loving it. And you go, babe, I've got to have a chat with you. I think I'm going to like just reinvest heavily into the company for the next year or two, maybe 3 years. I'm going to be a little bit broke, but I'm going to reinvest heavily. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to see where I end up. I hope you're okay with that. Let's see what happens. And then she goes, do you really think you want to do that? She's thinking of herself. She wants a better life. Whereas if she goes, yeah, of course, go for it. I want you to be successful. It's one of the best tests to know if it's going to be a wife or not. Yeah, because then you're like, oh, she actually wants to be with me rather than like the lifestyle that I'm giving. Because if she goes, yeah, I don't mind like 2 years of us sacrificing for the future, yeah. I'm like, good, neither do I. By the way, I could do both, don't worry, I'll be lying. Do you know what I mean? But she doesn't need to know, you don't need to reveal that bit. But it's like, yeah, it works well.
Sure. I'm like, we probably shouldn't say this. But yeah, it's just like, I've never done that.
I know, it's, I bet it's
one take for like an hour straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing one of your videos, old videos for like a practice run.
Yeah.
And I compared your videos to someone else's, and yours was just clean through, and the other person just took 20 seconds to think of something.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a massive difference.
It was just, I used to go for, like, people used to say, like, do you edit your videos? And I was like, there's no break, watch it. I was like, it's like 2 hours straight, and I'll stop. No. I'd maybe go, oh, fucking throat, take a sip of coffee and go again. But I would do 8 of those videos in a day. Yeah. I'd do like 16 hours, no break, just sit there, put the camera on, because it was a genuine passion. Whereas a lot of people are like, I think I'm going to get in the self-improvement industry. It's like, if you don't know what you're talking about, and you don't care about the industry, then please fuck off. Because you're here for financial gain, and you're going to be, what it is a bunch of beta males who go, oh, I want to be an alpha male. It's like, it doesn't work like that. You don't just go, I want to be an alpha male. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't work, man. Like, you can't just fake it. It's like, you either just have that mindset, that knowledge, or you don't. It's just like,
and if you don't accept it,
yeah, stick to your fucking field. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? What are you good at? If you're good at maths, teach people maths.
Yeah, because you have a lot of people look up to you, and you're just feeding them bullshit.
It's dangerous. Yeah. It's so dangerous. Like, the amount of advice that's out there right now. Like, I remember when Luke Belmar used to give advice, and I was like, fucking hell, man, it's so surface level. People buying the course and you just lead them astray. It's like, I don't know, we slap that kid in the face. Yeah. Hey, Matt, what would you do? So I just went, listen. Do you know what I mean? I'd expect you to kick the fuck out of me. Yeah. I'd be ashamed if you didn't.
I think that the whole self-improvement scene is just a bunch of clones now.
Yeah.
Where there's only a handful, like yourself and a few others, but now it's just too much of polished videos. Mm. It's too forced. There's nothing authentic about it.
Value 1%, production 99%.
It's just recycled slop.
And that, but they get a million views, but the more views you get, the more retards that are watching.
Yeah.
Like, iShowSpeed, Mr. Beast, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's the highest quality of person out watching that. It's just kids who are at university and stuff and going, huh, you see, and then Naruto run into a pyramid, that's cool, like. Do you know what I mean? Where it's the actual value of people. Like, if you go, it's always been the same, it would be like, Durant, well, he was Durant, the philosopher, but he used to do like videos. People used to release videos, and it was like, here's top 10 tips, and 5,000 views on it, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it would just be like, James Charles makeup tutorial, 7 million views. But then those people get paid off brands.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. When you get paid off brands, it's dangerous. You don't have a real company. You're all you're controlled by other people.
Yeah.
And it's really dangerous. It's like, you're better off, like, imagine getting 1,000 views, but it's 1,000 views from 28-year-olds who are making 60 grand a year. They're probably going to pay you something, do you know what I mean? There's a business model there. Or you get 10 million views, but everyone's under 9 years old. Well, they can't pay you. Who's going to pay you? Even their parents. So it's like, fuck, that's a secondary sale, or most likely a brand. Now, what happens when a brand pays you? I can't turn to the camera and go, fuck you. I just get cancelled. Do you know what I mean? Which I don't want to do anyway. I apologise, guys. But you can't, like, if I walked out, I wouldn't do it now, but if I walked out of a strip club, for example, and they start photographing me, brand sponsor's gone. Do you know what I mean? Like, iShowSpeed, Mr. Beast, whatever. They are like one fuck up, or one alleged fuck up. Like, he raped me, and they didn't, from his whole career just going under. All the brand sponsors get pulled out and stuff like that. They got a whole team that depends on them, all gone tomorrow. It's just the dumbest way to run a business model. Because kids ain't going to pay you. And then they get these kids get swayed so much, like, oh, Mr. Beast is a rapist. And that's it, done. It's over. Career over. You can never turn that around. Whereas, like, let's say Dan Bilzerian, for example, walks out of a strip club, everyone goes, huh. Just makes no difference. Yeah. That's what you want. You want that iron protection in your brands, but nobody thinks of this. They just go, money from brand, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel. It's like,
I get it, it's a lot of money, but be careful, because now they own you by the bollocks, and they're going to tell you to kiss the wall.
One down, fucking unbelievable.
Hat trick, that's a hat trick.
Hat trick!
Hat trick.
Perfect hat trick. Right foot, left foot, bang!